The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We all know famous people, they're just like us, but we still get excited when we meet them. Let's talk about it on Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You know, we do... We have these conversations with different artists that come in. I get excited. And Automatic says, you're not supposed to act like that. You're not supposed to fan out. I can't help it. I can't help it because if I really like someone's music or I like a movie they're in or whatever, they're like a stand-up comedian legend, I fan out a little bit. And you're right. I'm not supposed to show it on camera.
I'm not worried. When it comes to me and my fandom, I'm not worried about what other people think. It's just looking back and reflecting on the moment, I was like, oh, I was so awkward and cringy to that person.
You're right. There are times that what I don't want to be when I'm having a conversation with, let's say, a Beyonce or a Kim Kardashian or somebody. I don't want
to
be
the top names, huh?
Let's go. Let's do it.
It's like,
we're
like, she ain't talking about anybody that's the big B or C. She's just talking, hey.
Or whatever, you know? I don't want to seem like an ass kisser. Well, I want to have a real conversation.
I feel like when you fan out on somebody during an interview, that's what you look like.
Well, I start out fanning with them, and then I tell them a little secret about myself, and then they open up to me. Cool. See, I got this
and
way of doing things.
You're a woman, too, because it's just a little bit more accepted when you're a grown man and you're fanning out over another adult. It's always a little
looks a little weird.
Yeah, dude, I met a good rapper by the name of Currency over the weekend.
For those
who are familiar with Jet Life and the whole Jets movement, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. And so I invited him up whenever he's in town to come by the radio station.
Yeah, good.
And he's like, yeah, man, take my number down. And he told me to take his number down. I got so giddy. And I know, whoever saw me, they're like, what the heck's going on over there? I look like a little, oh my God.
So, teen girl, get your friend Snapchat.
I don't know if you've ever been there on Christmas and you got the gift he wanted to receive as a little kid. That's what I look like, dude. A joyous little kid.
Okay, listen to this. This weekend I did an event with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal.
Big.
They're leaving the court and Booker makes like a line to me and he's like, yo, what's up, man? He gives me a handshake. And I was like, did anybody see that? Did somebody take a picture? Did somebody do that? Because that happened. You saw that, right?
It's because even though we know they're just like us, my nana used to say, they wipe front to back just like we do.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. There's something about the big athletes, the big rappers, the big movie stars that gets us excited. You know?
That's true. Is it front to back or back to front? Front to back, right?
Front to back.
Front to back's the thing, right?
Oh, my God! If you're asking, that means
ew.
Anyway, all right.
I'm a little dyslexic.
Front
I make
to
it
back,
right way.
National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with, it is the anniversary of the iPhone, all right? On this day in 2007, the great late Steve Jobs announced the iPhone for the world.
I use my iPhone 80% more than I use our computer.
Oh,
yeah, I do all my work.
And we also got National Static Electricity Day. So if you want to drag your feet on the carpet, today is the day to do so.
Who remembers those cheap, horribly scratchy pajamas that had the superheroes or your favorite cartoon on them.
And you couldn't walk anywhere without getting shot.
You get in the bed, it was like fireworks.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Shout out to all the officers around the world.
Thank you for not giving me a ticket many, many times.
Hey, I know. And if you see an officer in line, the coffee spot, buy him a cup of coffee. Thank you for all you do. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got to ask your person 5 questions before you walk down the aisle. Marriage is already hard enough. People think you're just, oh my gosh, the way I feel right now is how I'm going to feel forever. And that's just not true. There's a lot of highs and lows and ups and downs. And
you got to call it honeymooning.
You have a list that will save all marriages regardless
all
of
marriages,
it.
All marriages, except my first two. Thank God. Okay. So number 5 is very important. How will we handle the in-laws?
I feel like it's on your partner to handle them. That's my job.
They're
yeah,
my
I handle
job
my family,
handle my
you
mom.
Handle your family.
But it's also good to like pre-warn your partner, like, hey, my dad,
mom likes to talk about religion a lot.
Yeah, so you do have to discuss that. Number 4 is deal breakers. Now, this could be from smoking to, you just reference your mom, to religion. Mm-hmm. Because you might have somebody who is very religious on one side of the family, and then you're agnostic or atheist or don't care that much.
Or
more
you could
spiritual.
Be, you know, Catholic and Jewish. We have that in our family. And there's a lot of different
differences. Well, like for
differences.
Us, you know, I had already been married, as I joked about, which is why I joke about it, because I'm embarrassed. But we couldn't get married by the church, which your mom wanted us to do. But instead, we did it in a Catholic chapel and to make her happy. Number three, how can I help you when you're stressed? This is something you and I did not talk about, but we've gotten much better about it. You are...
Well, what's the answer to this? Because I still don't got the answer.
I'm still trying to figure it out. But I think we talked about this last week a little bit. You were very tired. You hadn't had a day off. And so you were having little man fits. And I just let it go. I didn't argue. You needed that to come to work, to be able to function. You needed to let that stress out.
So I still haven't figured out what I should be doing when you're stressed, but maybe year 20 will get that.
You know, I was going to say food is always a good thing for me and helping me keep the house clean.
What do you mean? Like cooking and cleaning or like in regards to like views on that?
Well,
or?
Like the other day it was that time of the month and I wanted a euro and you ate the euro and you didn't complain. You let me order Greek.
Why would I complain about Greek food? Well, I love Greek food.
And you know what's interesting is I ordered it. I had our daughter go pick it up. He's like, damn, periods are strong. How we got a euro. Whatever you want, it just appeared all of a sudden. The number two question you should ask your partner, and I think this needs to be by the third date, do you want kids? Because there's some people that don't want kids. I mean, I've had so many friends
lately
break up.
I've seen so many relationships end because they did not discuss this. Yes. And they were in relationships for 5 years, 6 years. And then they're like, are we going to have a kid or not? And the person says, I don't want kids.
On that note, too, I think those feelings change. I think that's something you should like check up on every couple months or years or see how a person's feeling.
But that's not right. Because if you enter into a marriage and you say, I don't want kids. And then later you're like, I do. You're putting that on that person who maybe is not willing to change their mind.
Yeah, that's why it's important to communicate because people's feelings change.
But if one person doesn't want kids and the other does after 10 years.
But it's not like something that's like.
That's divorce. It could be divorce.
There you go.
It could be divorce. And then number one, sexpectations.
Oh.
If you're not compatible in that area, sometimes in the beginning of the relationship, people do things to appease the other person that they might not really be into. And then later on, you're like, I don't really like doing that. Well, you did a whole lot of it when we first met. We first started dating.
I feel like women are a little more guilty of this than men. I don't think...
Everything we did, I still do. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but I'm not saying you. I'm not using our
relationship. Oh, you just bring up all relationships you were in, huh?
I think he's just making a general observation. There it is.
It's a general observation. Yeah, that's what it is.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because a woman thinks she can win you over by doing what you want to do, and then once she feels like she's got her claws in you, then she just goes back...
Oh, her claws!
Or whatever you want to say it, however you want to say it. But once she feels like
her claws in you.
I don't like that at all. But once she feels like she's got you, she's like, I don't have to do that anymore. I got him.
I agree. So expectations are very important to have that discussion with and be open. Sometimes, especially women, we're taught to not talk about the things we like and we want, but your person can't please you if you don't tell them how. Men are
you
going
definitely
to
don't have that problem.
Oh, I don't have that problem at all. If it didn't go down, I'm going to let you know. And something's going down.
Ew.
What kind of discussion did you have with your person before you got married? Call in with your advice, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breakfast just got way more interesting. Okay, turn the radio up. These are WTF stories. Microsoft is releasing the Xbox Series S toaster.
What does that even mean?
So it's a toaster that looks like an Xbox.
You can game on it?
No, you toast. Did I just not say automatic?
It's just a toaster?
Other than looking like this popular game console, it toasts and bagels.
Right.
It's fat for bagels too. You put the bagels in there. English muffins, frozen waffles.
Right. Xbox is starting to know their audience, right? So you got to do like other kitchen appliances.
People are growing up.
That
people
gamers use.
Up.
Like toasters. We need like an Xbox air fryer.
Yeah.
Like an Xbox microwave.
Most people that are playing Xbox all night long probably toast most of their food.
Exactly.
You know what that toaster says? I'm going to be single for the rest of my life.
Probably automatic. Pick yours up for $39.99.
Well, from one crappy story to another, okay? There's a dog. His name is Cecil, and he ate $4,000 cash that his owner left on the counter.
Well, what a dummy. Who leaves $4,000 cash on a counter when you have a dog?
So he took him to the vet, and the vet recommended just follow him around for the next couple days.
Yep.
He's recovered $3,550.
We know what you mean by recovering. He's having to sift through the poop.
Yeah.
Of the pup.
The bank said it'll take it, you know, all the money, but it just needs to be washed first.
It's the one time washing money is a good thing.
Well, speaking of money, one of the most famous movies of all time, E.T. You guys remember the movie?
Of course.
The E.T. one
about
phone
the
home.
Yeah, E.T. Phone yeah. Home. The one about the extra testicle. He
extra testicle
terrestrial.
He has three n****s now?
I don't even want to know the story. In fact, this is the spinoff that we never knew we needed.
Oh, yeah, now this sounds all types of bad, yeah. E.T. Robot Head from the actual movie has sold an auction for over $600,000. But imagine what his testicle will sell for.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, so in case you missed it, there's a new study out, according to Perfume.com, that reveals the 5 cents men are attracted to. You know, we buy all these fancy perfume. They call them base notes. So I'll tell you what they are last. I always go last. So DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
In case you missed it, this past weekend, an Alaska Airlines flight had a door fly off mid-flight. Oxygen mask came down. This is actually one of the passengers right here.
A loud boom or almost like a mini explosion happens abruptly. There was moments of, am I going to make it? Texting my loved ones that I love them and I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
Every time I fly for the first minute and a half, I try to go to sleep. I'm not kidding. That's my way of dealing with it. Once you're up there in the air, it's all cool. But like the first minute and a half, 2 minutes, I don't care who you are. I'm thinking about it.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
good?
The second
good?
You see a hole in the plane and you're
oh
in the air,
gosh.
I'm freaking out.
So there was a mom on the plane who said her child's shirt was ripped off of him. They weren't even in that row.
So that
she was holding on to him for dear life, thinking my kid is going to fly out of the plane.
That's crazy. So this happened during the flight too. An iPhone flew out the hole in the plane.
Yeah.
And some guy found it just yesterday.
Working?
Yeah, and it's still working. And he knew it was from the flight because the screen wasn't locked. And it actually said Alaska Airlines baggage number, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude,
all right, now this sounds like some Apple propaganda.
Well, it is the anniversary of the iPhone today.
First the Stanley
Cup, convenient.
Now the Apple iPhone. You know what I'm saying?
All right, in case you missed it, according to the Time Management Institute, leaving a party early without saying goodbye will save you an average of 2 days per year.
So, my Latino household is going to save you 5 days.
You can save yourself a year.
You ever try to say bye at a Latino party?
Dude.
You start in the bathroom, the area, saying, the hallway, then you're in the bedroom, then in the sala, the living room.
If you're at
kitchen.
A Latino holiday party on Christmas and goodbye start, you might as well hang out there till Easter. Because you're not leaving, dog. It takes forever, bro.
You want to take a plate? No, okay. And then there goes the cheese man, the gossip inside the kitchen area. Anyway, all right, so in case you missed it, a new study, according to Perfume.com, has listed the top 5 scents that men are attracted to. When you buy perfume, if you've ever been told by a guy, man, you smell good, it might have one of these base notes. So number 5 is jasmine.
Okay.
Number 4 is sandalwood. Number 3 is musk.
Isn't
that like a man thing?
So I don't know if it's a man thing or if it's like something from your own body, right? A musk is taken from the scent of people.
Imagine telling a woman, you smell musky.
Musky.
Damn.
Otto opened his drawer one time. He said, what's that smell? I said, that's you, baby.
Shut up, baby. You love it.
That's you, baby. I love
musky.
The way you smell. I love it. Number 2 is rose. But the number 1 scent, and this has been number 1 for over 20 years of Perfume.com conducting this study, vanilla.
Every woman.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It reminds me of every woman that I've ever known, the vanilla, like,
well,
undertones.
Hold on. The number 6 scent, which I left out, is your own scent, your own natural smell. Men are attracted to their person's natural smell. I remember, because I've only been able to use one perfume my whole life, and I've got it right now. I've tried so many. We started dating. I started wearing perfume.
For some reason, when Dana puts on perfume, it kind of smells like cat urine.
Damn.
It's true.
That's a sexy kind of musk.
No. So I've never been able to wear perfume. Every time
Dana's new scent, kitty litter.
I finally have this good scent though, right? It smells good.
It's the first time I've ever
been able to wear perfume. What's your signature scent? Maybe you could recommend something to me, because that's why it smelled bad. My undernotes are sweet, so this vanilla thing, it don't work for me. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Are Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift really beefing with Kylie Jenner? Let's break this down. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
We have rapper Flo Milli celebrating her birthday. Right. Sean Paul, Tootsie, and Kate Middleton celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so last year, the show Suits was one of the most streamed on Netflix. And they're filming a new season. It's that.
I'm here for this.
Oh, Automatic, for real. We're getting more Harvey and Donna, Mike Ross. The big question is, though, because they had this reunion a few days ago at the Golden Globes. Everybody's standing out there. so they're obviously promoting, right, that they're filming again, is Meghan Markle coming back. She played Rachel Zane on a show. She left the show because she started dating Prince Harry, who is no longer part of the royal family. They didn't want her to be on the show, so she left. Word is she's waiting for a big check, and she's going to sign up to do it.
Oh.
I'm in. She was
They'd be foolish not to bring her back. Yeah, they'd be foolish not to bring her back.
She's a good actor, DJ Automatic.
She's a great actress. Better than I thought. I had never seen her in anything before this, and I thought that she did a really good job.
I mean, she's stunning, but her acting skills, A+. I'm going to give it to her. I hope she comes back. All right, in other news, Hailey Bailey and DDG are now the proud parents of a baby boy. Congratulations. Beautiful young couple. I'm so excited for
them. I wonder how Auntie Beyonce feels about this whole little situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not really related.
No, they're not. But, I mean, she's responsible for her entire career.
DDG is going to try to jump on Beyonce's next track. All right, and then finally, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift. We just talked about the Golden Globes a little bit. A few days ago, it looked like they might have been, you know, a little upset because Selena Gomez supposedly wanted to take a picture with Timothy Chalamet, who's in the number one movie in the country, Wonka, and also dating Kylie Jenner. Now, for those of you who don't know, Selena Gomez was kind of hanging out with the Kardashians for a minute, but they became mean girls with her. They started talking behind her back.
And then Taylor Swift doesn't mess with the Kardashians.
She don't mess with those people at all. So I want to say it's not true. But then it makes sense.
Sounds right? Like a catty situation to me.
I like to just assume that she didn't have a golden ticket. So Kylie was like, no picture for you with Mr. Wonka. No picture for you, dude.
Go check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can actually make Taco Bell at home. I'm not kidding. Today, food news is very exciting. Time for hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Tuesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
All right, this first hashtag, I'm so proud. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Irma Carrillo Ramirez as the first Latina judge to appear on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Ramirez, born in Texas, daughter of Mexican immigrants, began her career as an associate at a local law firm. And now she's made history.
Oh,
it makes me so proud. I love that. I love that so much. I think about how we have to normalize Latino culture. We're the majority in a minority group here in the U.S. And Otto, you said people don't understand. We're just like everybody else. We only see negative images. My position here is very important. And I don't want to take it for granted. DJ Automatic, food news.
I got great news for everyone. Taco Bell is selling crunch wraps and chicken quesadillas at Walmart now.
Let's go.
Yeah. They're coming in a meal kit.
There it is, dude. It's striving for Latinos.
One day at a time.
People say,
this is not the best follow-up story to Dana.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Don't act like my Latino folks don't pull up to Taco Bell. We don't talk about it, we like it too.
So in these kits that they're selling at Walmart, you actually get four servings. So you get
for
four crunch
bucks?
Yeah. So I went to Taco Bell this past week and I got a chicken quesadilla and it was $7. So you can get four for $7 now. Ooh. You have to make them yourself. But the girl who did this whole article about it said that they are way better when you make them by yourself.
I know you guys are always making jokes about when you go and then you go to Taco Bell, then you have to go.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, exactly, dude. Like, Taco Bell, it's a great taste, but it's a risky investment.
It is.
And I just feel like at-home Taco Bell is even a little bit more riskier.
Like, I gotta make it.
Well, at least you're there.
You know what? Let's go to Walmart. We'll test it out. We'll come back and tell the people all about it. National Day, Anthony A.
Right, let's go ahead and start by shouting out all the law enforcement officers around the country, man. It's National Law Enforcement Officer Appreciation Day.
Get him some Taco Bell.
Yeah, from the FBI to the sheriff to the local police department, thank you so much for all you do.
Officer Ryan Collier, I love you. It's my cousin. And we also have National Static Electricity Day. So if you want to drag your socks along the carpet, today is the day to do so.
I used to love going to like play the shocking game where you just do that and go shock somebody.
I used to do that with my nana. Cabrona. She gets so mad. Them stupid old scratchy flannel. I don't know what kind of material that was. Flammable pajamas.
And then we'll wrap it up on National. Oh, it's not a national day. It is the anniversary of the iPhone.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Change the world.
On this day in 2007, Steve Jobs premiered the iPhone.
So put a mini computer in everyone's pocket.
I love my iPhone, but I'm not buying any new ones. This is it. They don't change, and they keep making me buy all this stuff. I just saw that they're being taken to court because every time you buy one product, you have to buy something else and the attachment and the...
What is wild?
You told us, Anthony, about this a long time ago.
Hold on. That makes me seem like I'm snitching on the company. company. Let's not do that.
Oh, for those who
Anthony
don't know,
Anthony used to work for Apple. Forgot.
I don't go against the brand. That's one thing I don't do, all right? So shout out to Apple and everything we continue to do to make a positive impact on this country and this world.
You don't work for them anymore.
I still, once you're Apple lifelong. It's kind of a gang thing. The Blue Dot Gang. What's good, dog?
I saw this. Hold on. I saw this article that if you have a green dot in your text messaging, that you don't care about your future.
You mean if you use like an Android?
Samsung or any kind of other phone besides Apple, that it was an indicator that you don't care about the future of your life.
Who wrote that? Apple?
I'm sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A little earlier, we gave you 5 questions you should be asking your partner before you get married or move in. I mean, you're looking for a long-term relationship. You got to ask him about how you're going to handle in-laws, deal breakers, you know, religious stuff.
Sex.
How sex expectations was big, automatic, especially with you. It's always big. Aye, husband.
All right, I'll take that.
Anyway. But
Dana just rused herself.
I did. Because, you know what? I love my husband. I love everything about him.
The whole world just found that out.
Okay.
The thought of his just made you, your own self. That's, you were literally, that was funny.
All the ladies are like, yeah. They know what's up.
Or some of them are like, man, my guy does not bring it on.
No, I know.
Right, that sucked for those guys.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it at that.
It happens, though. Because listen, every dude, you want like a super freaky girl until you get one. And then she out-freaks you. Yeah, and then you're just like, please, I just want to play
that
video
games. That is not the case in our house. But anyway, you single, Anthony. What about you? I started thinking about like kind of to spin this in a way.
Yeah, for me, like my 3 things you need to know about me before we date are, number one, when the time comes, I will watch 8 hours of uninterrupted football during football season on Sundays, and I will not be running any Sunday errands with you, okay? And
just, try that.
Well,
yeah, come on.
I'm setting
you're
that
never
ground,
getting away
I'm
with that.
I'm setting that ground
never
rule
been
right
in
now.
Love,
I'm
Anthony. That's ground, what tells me.
I have been in love, dude, never. And it's overrated. Never. What do you want to do, dude? You want to go do like little grocery chores on Sunday, bro? You want to sit back and watch football, dude?
You're going to do it, and you're going to like it.
Tell him. What's next?
Number 2, video games is a form of therapy for me.
Understandable.
So when I'm locked in and I'm gaming with my homies and I'm throwing some slurs out there, don't worry about me. Don't ask me when I'm coming to bed. Just know that I'm working out some demons.
Okay, all right? So
I'm good at that.
You want to watch football uninterrupted and game uninterrupted.
That's why you're single.
Okay.
That's exactly why you're single. Automatic, I never bother you when you're on TV time or whatever and I'm upstairs. I don't tell you, come to bed now. I'm not that person.
You made me get rid of my PlayStation.
Yes,
that's
dude.
Not the point.
Oh,
and that's not
God.
True. You said, I have to get rid of this, so I'm never going
to
leave the room.
If you came down to his PlayStation or his wife, I don't want to have to make that decision. All right? And the number one thing is, don't ever check in on me. Or don't ever feel like you have to check in on your plans with me either, though. I hate that.
Nope.
When couples are afraid.
So, like, if you're out, don't call me and be
if
like.
If I'm out, don't call me, nothing like that. And it goes both ways, too. Like, if your friends want to invite you out or you want to go do something cool, just go do it. Don't double check. Don't circle back.
To be single forever, dude.
Do I call and check on you automatic when you're out?
Rarely.
Do you call and check on me when I'm out?
All the time.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.